Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. Happy Monday. You are listening live to the Intuition Hour, and I am your host, Kat Nicholson. Good morning and good afternoon to all of you. It is 12 o'clock here, 12:05, actually. We're a little bit running a little behind, being super cautious about our technology right now. So I'm really grateful that you all hung out and waited. I'm definitely going to be taking some questions in the chat room today. I am live, so I see some of you. Thank you for your patience. I'm still kind of getting used to the change and being with all of you here and getting really, really excited about doing some readings today. I do have a few things I want to say, but I want to welcome all of you here on YouTube. I am going to be taking your questions, but in the meantime, just so you know, I appreciate you so much. Our 1-2 Listen advisors are here, so I want to give a shout out to Christine and Terry. I see you and all of you coming in. I know some of you are enjoying your time through the summer already. I have had, I'm having something really unusual going on that I wanted to share, but first I want to announce that tomorrow night, Tuesday night, we are having a one-time little, I'm going to do a pop-up psychic class for all of you. It's only a one-time evening. It's 70 minutes long. Anyone is welcome to join. We're just going to gather and stay connected. We had been together earlier this year over at 1-2 Academy. And for many, many weeks. So it's kind of, it feels almost more awkward without everyone together. And it's just nice to touch base, keep a sense of community. I'm going to be doing some readings over there and have you guys do readings for yourselves and others or others, each other. So I think it'll be a lot of fun. And we're going to do a few new exercises that I've been working on of late this year. And really hone into some of our own gifts and hopefully connect. Hello, everyone. Come on in. I love how this is set up. I love how you guys are all here. I am definitely going to, I don't want anyone, don't miss anything, but it'll be nice to have you if you join. Of course, all of you. I definitely am excited about that. You know, I have been here. We have a lot of weather going on. I know many of you know through the world it's been so uncontrollable and kind of insane, but we managed to keep our personal lives, our space as bright as we possibly can to be able to support others. I know that I'm so excited about that. I know that there are so many things out there in the collective that we have to protect ourselves, and yet we want to offer a hand, you know, but at the same time we also want to protect our space and really know how to navigate certain boundaries that we all have. And I think learning boundaries is a big deal for empaths, and we continue to do that with the Mercury retrograde coming ahead, which is wonderful. Thank you for loving it. We're definitely getting more into the kaleidoscope mode, and we'll speak a little bit more on that over time. But I'm definitely excited about that too. Of course, I'm totally acting like a Gemini. I think Uranus, what's happening to me is, as of the last few days, my hearing has gone amplified times 100, and I don't know. It's almost like I've had some clearings of late, so I'm thinking, okay, maybe turn up the volume. You know, my hearing is really high level. At the same time, it's sensitive because I'm not just hearing thunder. I'm hearing bombs from thunder, or I'm not hearing birds chirp. I'm hearing screaming in my ears, so I know something will come from this. And I'm thinking that I'm just, it's never happened to me before. I do tune into my ears and my hearing, of course, from a clairaudient perspective, but in real time, it's something different as well. So I'm hoping it's just another honing and I could bring something to you with it. But, I'm definitely hearing, I can't think of any other word besides amplified. So now we are coming into a Mercury retrograde. I feel really, a lot of people get really thrown off by that, or maybe we go into a sense of fear. I'm sure Mark talked about it with you guys, but I want to add a little bit as well from this side of town. And I have quadruple Mercury in my chart, so I'm definitely feeling it already with you all. Now, it's interesting because some of the things that we always want to go back to, and I say this again and again, is to revisit certain things with Leo energy on top of that. Of course, we're in a Cancer cycle. And many, many, many of my favorite people's birthday is coming up this week in the next few days. So I'm sure you can all catch my drift. But as you all know, I'm surrounded by it many times over and I love them all. So I don't want to make a big fuss because that might be uncomfortable. But no, I'm teasing. They know I'm teasing too. But in any case, so with the Cancer Leo energy, the Mercury retrograde in Leo, I think it's extremely correct in that we want to remind ourselves, R-E word, to not overreact, I think, this time in it, or react in ways that may potentially come back and bite us later. We want to make sure that we watch our words, or perhaps to think before we say something, or we also want to understand maybe from someone else's perspective before we step into our own or react. I think reaction is a key word. I have been reminding myself already, which feels really good, and I want to share with all of you, to go in. I've been unsubscribing to many, many things like my email. I don't know about you, but my inbox is like insane every 5 minutes. So I went through this weekend and I started to clear out space and I started to feel really light just with that simple task of one thing. If you take on one thing every few days to reevaluate what you need, reevaluate what you don't need, really go into taking more action because of that Leo energy. I think it's taking more action that will really enable you to clear some space and free up that energy. So what I was thinking was, because I'm so amplified in sound, like beyond to the, I mean, we all say, you know, Leo is very dramatic. Feel all that. And I'm like, come on, don't do it in my ears. But I'm thinking the Uranus vibe, the Aquarian vibe with Uranus and Gemini. So there's a little bit of that coming in. But the bottom line is, if something is being activated, it's because it's something new. It's showing up. It's so during the retrograde, no matter what you do to free your space, new things will start to show up and allow you a few moments or a few weeks even to get into the new vibration or to acclimate yourselves to something new where you don't, it's just like with I'm sure Mark said something to you guys too about, what about starting something, launching your new website? You could soft launch it and test it out. What about rewriting something, recreating something, which I'm very actively doing right now, and I'm sure you all will too. What is that one thing? Do you have a wall in your home you wanted to paint a different color? Because now is the time to renew it. Some of these things, you know, I also want to remind you that the more you clear, the more you'll, I don't want to say the more, for me, it's like the more I clear, the more I hear. And I don't know about that, but for you guys, it may be, just creating something new for you to do, you know, and we love that. And so I feel super excited about just like, our images, which Serena is brilliant about, to come in and this is really a reminder for me to remember what I am recreating. And so taking something back from the past, I think, without a trigger, without a reaction, I know many of you will be experiencing these things and focusing on what it is to bring something back into your life, number one, that you love, number two, that you can even get high vibe or dramatic about because we're permitted in that Leo energy. And number three, to really remind ourselves to not overdo it or to not overreact before we really think things through. I think that's a big one. At the same time, As you learn how to navigate, it's almost like your new self is emerging. It's renewing. Don't be afraid. I have people under contract, or don't be afraid. Maybe there was something that you've wanted that you haven't bought or you haven't purchased in a while, that you want to go out and maybe find on sale. Don't be afraid of these things. I have two appliances down already. I'm waiting on another one, but when it rains, worse, you know, so we're tightening that up today, but you'll see, and then the retrograde hasn't arrived yet, but we're here, you know, so we're here together. And I love that. I'm going to come into the room now. I want to say good morning. I'm going to start taking your questions. Jonathan, it is so nice. I'm so happy he's here, and I'm so happy you're here. Thank you for being here. Lara and Pamela, I see you. Gypsy Skies, I love your name. Erica, hello. Erica, I'm going to talk to you this morning. Erica's birthday is also coming up this week. One of my favorite little women on the planet. Kelly, hello to you. All of you. Anne, it's so nice to see you. Patricia and Fran, and Michelle, I see you. Okay. I'm still trying to navigate the room, guys. Karen, I see you as well. Renee, hello. Randy, hello. Terry is here again. And Christine, so nice to see you all. The bottom line is I'm still trying to navigate this new space with all of you. So we'll get there. So let me take your questions, because that's where I feel most comfortable with all of you, in that psychic space. And I definitely want to see what's happening. And here we go. All right, let me see who's first. Oh, Lara says she's been in a bad mood. I'm so glad. We have to, you know, it's been, number one, fear kind of is very present within us all. And obviously we know why. We don't feel like we can help enough. We can't control enough. We don't really know what's happening really day to day if we think about it. And, you know, you just had a major planet leave, so to speak, your sun sign. You know, it's been there for a little while, so you get used to a certain vibe. And I'll argue till I leave the planet that the planets they affect us. We absorb it. We are one with them. You know, we exist in the same universe with it all. So we take it on. And when we really, really feel it, I think that we watch how things, it's nice to keep a little record, I think, even if you have a little notebook or a journal or, you know, something to really pay attention to what's affecting you when. You just had something amazing happen, in that you kind of, you're going to find more grounding. I feel this energetically, and I'm just reading raw this morning, so I do believe that what's happened is, it's almost like sometimes when a major planet leaves us, or we have another retrograde, or we're going through, you know, when Uranus went into Gemini, and kind of like, it's like, oh, I feel like I'm kind of sitting on the edge of the curb now. What's next? What is it that you can do? You have so much new energy arriving. Like, this is even in your spirit, you know, you feel like you're grounded. I pulled the Four of Wands energy, in that you have this peace within you that you haven't had. But what happens is it equates to boredom, or it equates to this, like you said, you've been agitated or you're in a bad mood, because it's probably feeling like a little, maybe like somebody pulled the plug out of a tire or like deflated or you're feeling, you just net you all you're doing. And you know, it's just giving you a moment of peace. And sometimes when we're in peace, it feels a little boring, but that boredom can equate to other things or bring in parts of us that we're not really used to or comfortable yet. And that'll happen with you very, very soon. So I'm going to highly suggest meditation, upgrading your bedroom, realizing that you are going to reconnect with some friends from the past that I or maybe even acquaintances, career opportunities, this kind of thing. There's all of these things that are going to help you, and you're going to feel more safe and sound, and you're not going to feel so agitated. And hopefully today's a day that we can get into a new vibe. Also, you know, through this next cycle, we all have to be a little patient, and we'll be celebrating by the 10th of August. Everything will shift again and we'll have a good time, and we have to think positively because I think Leo wants us to be positive. You know, with that Leo energy, sometimes you want to do the right thing by them. You want to remain in everything that we do. If we could just take that energy that's ahead. Now we have a few more days of the Cancer vibe the rest of the week, you know, and then we get ready to go into, and as a human, when we absorb and we become one with all of this planetary energy, we have to remember to also align ourselves with what the sky is dictating. And so when we do that, and then of course, what's bigger than that? What created all these things? You know, God, the God energy for you, whatever you feel that to be. So you want to take that in, and you take a piece of everything going on. And instead of kind of kicking and screaming about it, you want to align yourself and remember, okay, we're coming into the Leo season. We want to remain a certain way. We're allowed to be a little dramatic. We're allowed to, we can be maybe a little more physical. We can relax or sleep a little longer, take a vacation. The sun will shine brighter, you know, it's that time of year. So there's nothing wrong with taking a little break and allowing yourself, just like the lion in the mountainside or, you know, through the forest, wherever, you want to allow yourself to sleep a little longer. So I came up with, I found something or heard of it. I don't know how it happened, but maybe I don't think I forget how I found it. I must have saw a commercial or something. In any case, there's a resort for those of you who just want a day break. There's a bit of a, and somebody probably knows the name of the website, Tara. I've been talking about it all morning. I already forgot. But it's a resort pass. That's what it is. It's called resortpass.com. And for one day only, and they start really low, like $20 for the day, where you could go and hang out at their spa or their pool or their, you know, whatever, use their facilities, their showers, their bathrooms, their locker rooms, whatever it is. Some of them start at 20. I did see them go as high as 120, but for some, you know, really ritzy high-end place, whatever. But I mean, for a day pass, you could leave early in the morning, go and hang out. I think it's a good time to do that during the retrograde and really rejuvenate yourselves. But I'm not advertising, as you all know, but at the same time, I thought it was something good enough to share for this time of year, especially with the retrograde upon us. So I thought that would be fun. So it's resortpass.com. It's kind of, you know, being next to so many resort areas here in Florida, I was kind of, you know, excited to find it. But I think this time of year, it's something to do. So just for everyone to go out, and I really challenge it, because for a very little amount of money, you can probably get a whole week feeling of vacation in one day, you know? So that's an idea. I'm going to come in now. Who's going to be first? Oh, CA Brooks is here. Good morning, CA. Thank you so much. And CA said, yeah, it must be that Uranus and Gemini with the amplified. I couldn't even sleep with the things going on in my head. My ears are so loud. So it's very possible that's what it is. All right, now, Let me see. I saw somebody that jumped at me first. Okay, Laura, we got you. You're going to get in a much better mood from here. Pamela has a question. What's up with my manager? He just seems like he's hell-bent on meddling and picking things to pieces. Am I making something out of nothing? Take a look. I think shifting is the word for sure. I think we have to really start shining our light even brighter, you know, because of so many things going on in the world. All right, let's take a look at Pamela's. Am I making something out of nothing? This is what, now, I feel like you just pick up the vibe, you know, as we get more in tune to our alignment, our personal alignment in everything we do, we get more in tune to what's happening around us. And of course, we learn the people in our space and we're like, okay, something's off, but it's typically not. Yeah, you know, we say it's about them, but of course it's about you. What is it triggering within you as well? So let's take a peek, okay? Honestly, I know this sounds crazy, but I don't think it has anything to do with you, although it is going to affect you because you're there, of course. And what I'm feeling is that they have something going on in their physical body that they're not talking about. And he's really looking for an argument, but I guarantee you there's something coming up and you're going to wind up learning about it. Feels, of course, I'm not a medical doctor. This is nothing to do with that. But I do sense something going on in their tummy, like their abdomen. And I also feel like they're going to have a procedure soon. And I'll even go further than that. I really can target the body part that's affecting him. But and in any case, it's making him a little, you know, more picky. And I feel that too. I also think there's something going on in his personal life that's really a problem, but I think it's out of fear. There's definitely a little bit of a gallbladder situation. I can't rule out the surrounding areas, but I feel this, and I think it's very annoying. So when people aren't addressing something they need to address, they usually take it out on people around them, and that's really what I think here. The bottom line is I do believe that you will have a little, now don't get nervous when I say this, it's okay. You'll have a little spat probably or some brief words and then it'll be completely over and then you're going to find out everything going on. Try not to absorb anything that he's putting out because it's going to start affecting you a little bit. So instead, we're going to like reflect it back to him. We're going to use a little color. We're going to use a little like just like you're shining your light, you know what I mean? And I feel really strongly about that. So let's try to remember that you could just put it right back. And then soon the dust will settle, the world will be calm, and everything will turn to normal. I do believe this retrograde is a little spicy, so we have to be a little cautious, okay? And I do hope that helps. And come back and let me know. Sometimes we also notice our sensitivity, the way that things become, even in a retrograde, we may be taking something on from 20 years ago that's happening now, and then it kind of affects what's going on, and we have to be careful of these things, you know? All right, let me just see who's next here. Uh, All right, Anne, I love that you're here and thank you so, so much. And she said she's learned something amazing. She's listened to some Carolyn and I love that. And good, that's wonderful news. Fran, let's take a look at you. If you have a message for me on building my travel business, please let me know. I love that. You know what's so interesting? I'm talking about travel, which is so, you know, this is so necessary. Let me just take a peek because I really believe, you know, when we go out in the world, this is another thing about streamlining our choices, or this is why I, you know, released so much information coming at me because I want to be more selective and I'm sure other people do as well. I think it's so important that we have someone like yourself, because if I had someone encouraging a direction of travel, we don't really know what it is. So, and it's so significant now. I love your idea because, Fran, let me tell you, I'm not talking about a day trip. You're going regular travel. The bottom line is, if we go out and we start trying to figure things out and we don't really navigate, it's important now for safety. It's important to know where we're going, what we're doing, what's around the surrounding areas. And I love your, simply because of that on its own. I think it's going to, your, that career path is going to open back up strongly because people are afraid to book on their own. And it's, there's too much out there in the world to choose from, you know? And I think having a few choices, or your timing is excellent, let's say that. So let me look ahead at it, but I definitely feel good about that. Because I was just thinking the other day, whatever happened to travel agents? And we have so much to look at online, not to mention that it's just overwhelming. It's like, please, it's too difficult. Or even Airbnb, you know, it becomes difficult to know where you're going. And I support this very, very much. Psychically, I feel good about it. All right, let's take a look. I love that she says she's a Virgo and she loves taking care of details. I think it's so important. And some of my favorite Virgo people also they love to travel. I think that's very much something that people don't know out loud, so to speak, you know, but they do. They have to take that downtime. Yeah, Fran, I feel good about this. There is a breakthrough coming through the time the sun is in Leo also, and a new, it's a very creative process. So I think the way, do you have a specific way yet that you are you building your site? Are you going all in? I feel good about that. I don't know if you have everything ready to be out in the world. Have you put it? I just feel good about your creative process, about what you're going to do, and your ideas are excellent. I'm getting 1 month time, which makes sense because right after the retrograde's over will be 1 month. And I do think that's a great launch time. I don't really, part of me thinks that you have ideas. I have the Star card, the Magician, word of mouth, but are you going to do a website? Or something like that, just to put out and about. Because I think word of mouth is great for starters, but I do think there's more of a creative process ahead that you'll want to put something online or even a page, something that people could find you and build from there. And it only has to be a page or two for now, but just say, just an introduction to say who you are and why this started, and how this is going to play out, you know, long term, is really, really good. I think your timing's good. I feel motivated for you, and I think you're doing the right thing. The world definitely needs, I mean, especially now, with everything going on, I think you know what I'm saying. It's okay, a lot of it is built, but yes, building a site. Okay, I love that. So she's with a company called Fora. We'll just say it. That's great. And I understand you're under them and then doing your own thing, like a contractor, you know, an independent contractor. This is great. I love it, Fran. Good luck to you. I think you're going to actually see, you're going to notice. I feel like you're aligned with doing this, though. You're passionate about it. And I believe more people are going to get passionate about travel. Obviously, we know why, because we were kind of under lockdown for a little while and things like this. And now we want more of it because we have to have an escape route, but we also want to be more cautious. So it's like a conundrum, you know, this helps so, so much. So good luck to you on your adventure. I feel great about it. I did accidentally pull, pulled the Magician and the Star card, which means that you're on the right track and you're also going to earn from it. And I think people will welcome it. Okay. I think, you know, when people are on their own, let me just say this. It's almost like, I don't know what the correct analogy would be, but after people are on their own for a while, it gets frustrating to, you know, and if you could just get the message out there, and I'll get the message out there that you're really here to help people choose not only the right location. There's nothing worse than choosing your only downtime and really winding up in a terrible place, you know what I mean? Or an unsafe place that we know, God forbid, in the world. So this is really great. And I think just from that alone, people will tend to lean towards someone like yourself rather than go out online and just randomly choose somewhere, okay? I hope that helps. All right, now I'm going to come to Erica because she asked a question. Her birthday is very soon. Sure. We say happy birthday to Erica. It's on the 17th. Oh, your ripe old age, my rear. Let's take a peek, okay? If you're old, I have to be ancient. But I'm teasing you. All right, let's take a look all around. I love the next 6 to 9 months for you as well. As we said, I definitely feel that. All right, here we go, guys. All right. Is there anything else going on with anyone that you want to share that feels everybody's clear about the retrograde? I know that's kind of exciting. Erica, I definitely see it for the new year. And guess what? Now they're showing 8 months. So I think time is definitely right for spring of next year or late winter. That'll lead us right there. So I think that should be your goal. I do think you have a few things to go through coming up ahead. And really, there are blessings coming in the next 2 to 4 months that's going to make you realize that this is a valid, healthy, perfect plan ahead. I'm not saying you're going to wind up even being in your own. I feel like you're going to be with a partner by then too. So I don't believe you're going to be doing this alone. I think that's why it feels like it's taking forever. And yet it isn't, because time is moving so quickly. So I believe everything is in, I keep thinking about Fran's word details. And I do believe for you, everything is going to come to pass with a plan. And at the same time, some of the best laid plans, I think there's some disruption from a man somewhere down this line here. And so I do feel like you're going to be with a partner when your living arrangement change. At the same time, you'll already be like well set and suited to be on your own. So it's kind of an interference, but it's good. It's not negative. And I love that. Now that's that side of it. On the business side of it, I believe that something stable and steady, as we discussed, will also arrive. But I'm sensing you're going to go back to school for now. I know you want to get out, but I feel like there are signs that are may keep you there also. And you can work on something on the side or part-time that can lead to full-time where it would take over by next spring. And that's really what I feel. So whatever that looks like, that's where we're at. Okay. So good luck to you. And you come back and let us know. Happy, happy birthday. I know I'll talk to you before that, but I'm super glad you're here and taking a little summer breather in the meantime. You are definitely needed. I know teaching is a challenge for you, and I feel this year you're going to embrace it more. And you've already had more success than you really expected this year, which means a lot. And so let's just embrace it. Try to be a little grateful for it. I know it's annoying, but I think it's really time to recognize that you're good at it. And let's see what happens from there. Okay. But I do think something part-time can turn to full-time. And if you want to replace your career at the end of, you know, this next school year, then so be it. But we'll see how you do this year. Okay. I think this one's going to be better for many reasons. All right. I hope that helps. And let me see who's next. All right. I finally have a little background silence. Thank goodness. My ears are calming for now. So thank you. I feel like it's the output, you know, when we have, as I was really getting ready to be with you guys today, I was getting a lot of input and downloads and things like this. And it was very obnoxiously loud. And then all of a sudden now I'm able to release the information, and now I'm getting a little quieter in my ears. So I appreciate all of you for that. All right, now let me see. Denise, good morning to you. Love the purple. Feels like the right color today. Let's take a look at Denise. She says, am I on the right track? Am I on the right track with my writing? I'm really trying to trust and let go. All right, let's take a peek. I feel like you're on the right track. And let me say this. I believe your doubt is extremely healthy. And trying to trust and let go, of course, is key. But it's also important that you realize, taking a step back, I think it's good. But at the same time, we know when we're writing well, when we're like questioning it. I think when we're not questioning what we're doing, we could get a little off track, right? But you have a channeling ability that's coming to the forefront now. So I feel like, okay, we let go, we surrender. Surrender is a big word as a writer. We try to second guessing is healthy, yes, but letting it flow for you all over the place. And I don't know what I mean by this, but I do feel, do you like write and then write to the side or write to the next page? Or there's like a lot of things coming out. And I think that there's also side notes that are going to start to happen if they haven't already, because I could tell there's like It's almost like documentation as a sideline of what you're creating. So there's a creative process happening, but then there's a very organized, disorganized in a great creative way, more practical notes that you're taking also. So I don't know what I'm saying yet, but it's coming out like a flow. And I absolutely love that. I think that it's really good for you to surrender because you're writing what makes sense, even if you don't know it when you're writing it. And I'm sure many of you do that. I'm sure many of you create as you're creating, and even musicians, you know, Chris, I'm thinking about you too. Whatever it is, I don't even know how you do what you do, but the bottom line is you're creating something magical without really going into the why or the how or the what. And I do believe this wholeheartedly. You're going to go, as you surrender, you're going to go more into the no questioning, no just running with it. And I think some of our best creative processes as humans are when yes, it's normal to take a step back and look at it, but then just kind of let it go. It's happening. So you're on track there. You're in the middle of it. I want to take a little look here also for you. You're learning as you go. Again, the star is very prominent today. It feels like a blessing is also coming to you within the next 4 months you're not aware of. So keep writing. I pulled a couple of more fours for you. So there's a foundation that you're being, you know, some of us build a foundation within ourselves and we don't need the external, although it can be painful when you feel like you're one or you're on your own, or, you know, it's, we don't realize what a strengthening it is from within when we don't have to rely on anything else to fuel us or feed us. And I feel this for you. I think it's all in the timing of things. And you're going to start attracting more of what you want. You're releasing, expressing. I also see a little cleaning up too for you in your space, like cabinets. And this is like a total retrograde moment. There's like less is more kind of, even old medications or old vitamins. This is like, and the more you clear, the better your creative process is going to be. So everybody take a look at your dates, start like your dated things, start to get rid of them, and feel good about that. And then you can go out and get more, but I feel good. And Denise, I see this about, I kind of feel like you're going to be straightening some cabinets and stuff around you. And who else is an orderly neat? I want to call you a neat freak, but I'll be nice. I could tell if it hasn't happened yet, it'll happen. Sometimes when we feel like we can't control certain things, we want to control our environment. We want to keep everything in line. Some of us need more of a mess than, and it's quite the opposite, you know, but I feel law and order, like alphabetize the vitamins. Who does that? Or, silly things, you know, from small to large in the cabin. Who does that? Colors, who goes from white to black in their closet in an orderly fashion, you know? I feel a little bit of that going on from some of you, so I think it's funny. And who loves a mess just to stay on track? Is anybody like that? Like sometimes disorganization feels comfortable and then you just kind of flow with it. And when you organize things, you lose it all. I feel a lot of that going on, but the main thing is taking action in your environment. And I think it really, really helps, without too much reaction. It's spicy. It's sometimes even romantic. I'm sure a few of you are going to be hearing from your exes or maybe even tempt to go back to something that is familiar to you. Remembering on the other side, it could go right back to where it was. So sometimes things look a little better than they actually are long term, you know. I like a little of that chaos myself in some ways, and in other ways I get annoyed with it. So I try to keep a balance between both in certain areas of my home. So I love that. Sometimes if it feels too neat, I feel too, I don't know if it's Virgo rising or whatever it is, but I know you guys know. It's fun. Yeah, many people hope that their exes stay away forever, but some really want to say, hey, can we do this again? Could it really work this time? We convince ourselves as humans. The answer is, you know what? From time to time, are you thinking that? See? Right. It's so funny that we could think these things as humans. The only way it happens and works to give it, because there are people in the world who give things a second try and it works out. But what is the key to it working out along the way? The key would be that everyone works on their shit in the meantime, grows accordingly, you know, and there has to be some kind of mutual alignment or it just doesn't survive. And sometimes we just need a little, redo. We have to realize that we're in a certain place. Again, realization is another RE word. What other RE words can we apply to the retrograde? And it's no mistake that it's called a retrograde. And we look at all those RE words. There are so many of them. Even reading, if you really want to look at it, because we can read information that's going to serve a purpose, or go back and read a book that you haven't in years just to refresh RE. That's another good thing to do in a retrograde. But I'm trying to think of one that doesn't align or apply, and it's very difficult. So let me just take a look now and see who's next. Somebody came in. I want to say, Jean, there you are. I may sell my house. Change is good. Let's take a look at selling. It's very serious and important. Relax, recharge, restore. I love it. Review, renew, redo. There's so many that really do apply. And real estate is not excluded, believe it or not. I think many times over, and we just have to be prepared when we purchase real estate or sell real estate in a retrograde. We have to be prepared for perhaps a delay, but the timing of it can really bring a really good deal, or you'll make money on the sale when you sell later, or you may be able to get it. That's what happened here when I bought this home in the last retrograde. The people were so kind and wonderful that they knocked the price down a bit, quite a bit. And so, not expecting that to happen, of course, they offered it out of nowhere. So they wanted us to have it. But the bottom line is, these things happen in a retrograde that are very unexpected and very sweet, you know. So you don't know what could occur for the better. So I love real estate in a retrograde. All right, let's take a look at it. Should Jean sell her house? But I'm getting a lot of nines and I'm getting a lot of 11. So let's take a look. I think that moment of clarity comes. The moment of clarity arrives. There's the Ace of Pentacles, which is a very good sign. There's the King. Oh yeah. I'm actually a yes, surprisingly, because I hesitated for a moment. I think it would go really, really well, and you'd earn some money, and I feel like it almost feels really meant to be. I don't have a no. Now, as timing goes, it's kind of open. I say 9 because I'm thinking September, but that might seem a little soon. I think it would be fast. It's kind of it's like a straight run to a yes, you know, so it's kind of surprising even to myself because I like to, you know, analyze these things for a minute before they happen, but I'm definitely not getting a no from spirit. So I think you'll make some money. I feel like it could be a very positive experience. It doesn't even look annoying in any way, shape or form. You know, usually we have something go on. That's a little weird, but no, we don't. And I do hope that helps. Please come back and share and let us know what you decide. And I appreciate you letting me take a look at it. I appreciate all of you so, so much for being here. I'm super excited to come to class over at 1-2 Academy tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Pacific. And we're going to have a little fun together where we could just gather and share the collective experiences as well as some tools to guide us ahead, especially through the retrograde. It's really fun to test the psychic energy and to share some experiences and experiments around our psychic tools and our navigation systems, okay? All right, everybody. Serena, thank you for being our producer. Please stay tuned, everyone, for the amazing Lori the Love Sherpa coming up next here on 1-2radio.com, where we're changing the way you listen to the world. Have a great week, everyone. Bye-bye now.